Subway expects over 35 million people to travel this Labor Day weekend, most by road, thanks in part to a national average of $2.60 per gallon and gas prices that are cheapest at $2.20 in Louisiana, mid-Mississippi.
Fox's Jeff Manasso in Chicago. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News.
Well, hi, everybody. Good morning. Our forecast for now is quiet with a dry forecast. Sunshine hot today. Still relatively tolerable humidity, even though the high temperature will be up to about 94. Clear skies tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 69. Tomorrow, Sunday, and Labor Day Monday, the humidity returns, and so does the threat for those random hit-or-miss storms. High temperatures in the low to mid-90s. What about Dorian's future as it approaches the Florida coast? Well, right now, we don't see an Alabama connection, but our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Prattville police have opened a homicide investigation after they say a person was shot and killed Thursday night. This happened at the Candlestick Mobile Home Park. Police do tell us they have one person in custody for questioning. We now know that the man hit by a train Wednesday night in Coosada is a former Stanhope Elmore High School principal and football coach. 89-year-old Conrad Henderson is in the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Police tell us he is in stable condition. This wreck happened at the intersection of Coosada Parkway and Pecan Grove Road. And a former eclectic city councilman has died at the age of 88. Charles Powell passed away on Tuesday. Powell was a city councilman in Eclectic for 12 years. He also served as a Montgomery firefighter for 20 years. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Marguerites. How do we do it? We make it. We really make it. We custom design with you involved every step. Our diamonds are only the best. Forevermark. Direct from the De Beers Mines to Marguerites in Montgomery, Alabama. Master Jewelers, this is what totally separates us from all the others. And Marguerites, your jewelry is the most important thing in the world. Marguerites open 7 days a week, located in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
O'Reilly. This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fall is all about color. So is Vigoro Colored Mulch at the Home Depot. Right now at Labor Day savings of 5 bags for just $10. Vigoro is 100% natural shredded wood in 3 beautiful shades. It beautifies your garden while retaining moisture. And at this low price, it also looks great on your budget. Today is the day for doing with Labor Day savings on Vigoro Mulch, 5 bags, just $10. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday, everybody. guys. 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. Montgomery, Alabama, or should I say Minstrel Show, Alabama? Wait, we're not a minstrel show.
We're not. You gotta make sure you pronounce that correctly.
Yeah, I know. I was like, wait, does he mean minstrel show?
No.
Guys, it's a crazy day in Alabama politics. I'm hearing the Hubbard opinion could drop as soon as today.
Wow.
Whether or not that's true, we'll find out. I do have decent authority on that, but we'll see whether I'm right on that or not.
What's your prediction?
Well, my prediction is it won't drop because everybody's talking about it dropping.
It is the Friday before Labor Day.
It's the Friday before Labor Day, and there were two massive news stories this week. So if an appellate court was looking to hide from media attention, today would be the day to drop it.
Yeah, and there's a hurricane headed to Florida.
There's a hurricane, you're right, headed to Florida that's going to wipe out significant portions of the map. There is a governor involved in a blackface scandal, not the governor of Virginia, ladies and gentlemen, but the governor of the great state of Alabama. And you don't forget, there was toll road meltdown this week when the governor threw a hissy fit by press release saying
Bridgemageddon?
Saying that, well, we're going to cancel the meeting. There ain't no reason to have no meeting.
She's not wrong.
Well, she's not wrong, but she had a little egg on her face. She wanted this to pass.
Wow.
Didn't. Well, egg better than blackface, I can assure you.
Egg's better than shoe polish at this point?
Holy mackerel.
Oh.
Just saying.
Guys, if you have not heard the news, if you've been dead, the governor, let me read from, I'll read from two different things. I can read from AL Daily News. I could read from AL.com. I could read from Montgomery Advertiser. I could read from WSFA. I could read from, but I'm going to read from Fox Friggin' News. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey apologizes for wearing blackface in college sorority skit. Apologized on Thursday for her role in a racially insensitive skit involving blackface that her sorority put on when she was a student at Auburn University in the 1960s. I've got audio proof of this blackface. Ivey said in a statement on Thursday that while she has no... I have to talk like this because apparently everyone in Alabama in 1960s talked like this. Because I heard audio that I will play here in a moment. I heard audio. And in this audio, everyone in there talked like this. I had no idea because I'm not a native of Alabama. I'm sorry. Maybe I wish I was.
Yeah, unfortunately for me and you, Baron, like our families could live here for another six generations. People are like, they're not from here.
No, y'all are not from here.
Well, but the, well. I mean, and that's okay. But well, I did not understand. Jack, did people talk like that in the 1960s?
Yeah,
of course they did.
Did you talk like that in the 1960s?
No, hell he talks
no.
like that now.
No, he does not. Well, you see, I should have a. I mean, it's the craziest thing you've ever heard.
The interesting thing, and now. I don't know that the governor was a smoker for 50 years or so. I don't know that this is true.
I'm pretty sure she still is, but go ahead.
But if you listen to her voice on the tape, I would have just denied it was me.
That don't sound nothing like me, sugar. That don't sound like me, sugar.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. I'll play the audio. Just
well, I mean,
so you guys...
I know they say her name and then the...
Well, they do, the but... And Ben LaRavia or whatever, but who was her fiancé at the time, which is shocking enough news. But I'm gonna play the audio that we're talking about. This is Kay Ivey and her then fiance Ben LaRavia. Ben is a man. Ben LaRavia, and I'm gonna play the audio, and you're gonna hear about a 21 or a 22 year old Kay Ivey, long before she was Governor Kay Ivey. You're gonna hear a 21 or 22 year old Kay Ivey laughing about a blackface skit involving making fun of black people. And it's a poor look for the state of Alabama, a very, very poor look.
Follows program number one for Monday, March 20th. Auburn University Profiles. Sketches of the personalities, ideas, and events that make Auburn University an exciting place. On today's program, we're talking again with Kay Ivey, the vice president of the Auburn University student body, and Ben LaRavia, president of Omicron Delta Kappa.
Speaking of the right things transpiring, when's the date for the wedding?
Well, Jim, a lot of this will be determined by the date that I go into the Air Force, but right now it looks like it'll be August the 12th. I will be going into the Air Force the last of August, as it looks like now. So this looks like that this will be the big date, the jump off.
Well, that's going to be the date y'all start doing things together for good. But already on the campus, you two have been participating in activities together, such as the BSU Skit Night. Would y'all like to share with us a few of your most hilarious moments of that evening's activity?
Well, this does bring back a lot of fond memories, especially whenever I see some of the pictures that were taken that night. I understand that should each of us ever reach a position that we could not remember back to our college days, that all we need to do is come back to the Auburn BSU and look at some of those pictures that they took that night, and I understand we would be quite humbled at this.
That is true.
As I look at my fiance across the room, I can see her that night. She had on a pair of blue coveralls, and she had put some black paint all over her face, and she was, we were acting out this skit called Cigar Butts. I could not go into the lengthy explanation, but to say the least, I think that this skit, it did not require a lot of talent as far as verbal talent, but it did require a lot of physical acting, and such as crawling around on the floor looking for cigar butts and things like this, which certainly got a big reaction out of the audience.
Would you like to defend yourself from this low position that he's placed you in now?
Well, that was just my role for the evening. I'll tell you another funny thing that happened. It was about the end of the show, and the judges had retired, and Tom Malloy, who was directing it, told us, all right, we've got about 5 minutes. He said, just go tell about three jokes, and the judges will be ready, and that'll be fine. So Ben had two, and I had two. So we went out there and began to tell our jokes. Well, Ben told his, and Kate, won't you tell yours? I couldn't think of my joke. I knew both of them, but I could not think of them, and I paired. I said, that's all right, you go ahead and tell yours. So he did. And then all this time I was back there scratching my head, and to save my life, I never did remember that joke. So he had to wind up singing a song that I had learned at camp, and then I forgot the punchline on the song.
This brings back something else that I thought was quite funny that night. Kate went out with me one time. We were just going to do a short intermission skit, and whenever we came back behind the stage, she says, I saw Dean Foy out in the audience. I says, good. She says, I'll tell a joke on him. So I went back out there at the next intermission and just told this elaborate joke on Dean Foy. I just went into a lengthy explanation of it. And lo and behold, I came to find out the next day that he wasn't even there.
Who else was it out there that might
have
been?
No idea, but Dean Foy's got a double.
He's the object of quite a few jokes around here, isn't he?
I think from time to time, just by virtue of his position, that he catches the brunt of a lot of jokes.
We've been talking with KIV and Ben LaRavia. On tomorrow's program, we'll talk with Dean Samuel Coker.
To begin with, a lot of people will not recognize it as the governor's voice. I think your original take was, who?
Yeah.
I know they called that person KIV, but that was not KIV.
Yeah.
Her statement was a little weak. I don't remember dressing up in blackface and crawling all over the ground looking for cigarette butts, making fun of black people, but I might have done it. And let me clarify one thing. I don't think KIV probably, I don't know this, frankly, in light of this audio, I really don't know this, but I don't think KIV is prejudiced against black people currently. But I think she probably grew up a wealthy person in Camden, Alabama, a predominantly black county.
Landed gentry, you know.
She was landed gentry.
I mean,
she's got thousands of acres of land spread across South Alabama.
Yeah.
She's a multi-millionaire many, many, many times over. She doesn't pay much taxes because of the way taxes are calculated in Alabama, that a woman of those means doesn't really have to pay taxes. But you know, she probably had a low view of black people in 1967 when that audio was recorded. That would be my guess. She laughed about dressing up in blackface and making fun of them.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is, I almost think that, like, people didn't recognize it as what it is. I think it's very possible. It's the Baptist Student Union.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I mean, that's what he's saying.
Right, the BSU, the Baptist Student Union.
Right. So the funny thing is that she denies remembering it. And at the very beginning, old Ben LaBolt or whatever his name is.
Ben LaRavia?
Yeah, sure. Says, well, if I forget anything, we could always just come back to this tape. Truer words have never been spoken, sir.
She claims to have forgotten about it. I'm willing
well,
to...
Well, I mean, he said we got the tape. Yeah. That's why we have the tape.
Yeah, she said she'd forgotten about it. Even after listening to the tape, does not recall the skit or the interview, but she would not deny the obvious. It's worth noting that last year she did deny she was involved.
The interesting thing is that, like, on her sorority's yearbook page, there are other people in blackface. But they say, is it she says, that's not me. I wasn't there. I've never seen that before. And then this comes out, and it appears it might be the same event.
My sister was in Alpha Gamma Delta at Auburn. Which is what this sorority
was. My niece was at Alabama.
This was 1993, 4, 5, 6, somewhere in there, that my sister was there. It had changed a lot since 1967. I did find it interesting, though, in the yearbook, Alpha Gamma Delta that year got one picture to exemplify their sorority.
And that's the one they picked?
They picked a minstrel show.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean...
This is the this represents us the best. All right, guys. All right.
We got one picture on the yearbook.
What do we want to submit? Do we want to do the thing where we're all standing out there on bid day and looking cute?
Yeah, rush day.
My eyes were closed.
Do we want to do one like maybe a group picture in front of the house?
Yeah, like, I remember the spring party that we had with those guys, and like it was fun and wholesome.
No. I got it, Dave. I got it. Blackface. We're going with the blackface shot.
Why didn't I think of that?
It's a comedy of errors.
I was just going to say, this sounds like a comedy of errors, Baron.
Comedy of errors.
Anybody could have, you know, submitted a picture of the whole sorority in blackface.
So do I think the governor is racist? Actually, I don't know the answer to that, to be honest with you. I truly, truthfully don't know the answer to that. Do I think that the governor had zero qualms with making fun of black people in 1967 publicly on Auburn University radio? Yes, I absolutely believe she had zero qualms because...
I agree.
You've heard it.
Yeah.
You heard it.
You heard it.
Does that mean she should step down? Frankly? Honestly? Yeah.
Well.
I'm not calling on her to step down, but I think the state would be better off without her. At this point,
I haven't said anything because I really don't know how I feel. What people did 50 years ago is certainly not acceptable.
52 years, granted.
Not acceptable today.
Correct.
But you know, I'm not going to judge her on that.
I'm not going to judge her on that, but I'm just saying sometimes issues are so big that they're bigger than the office. I mean, the state of Alabama is 5 million people. And we're trying our best to have credibility in the country.
Well, there's that.
We're trying our best to get over the civil rights movement and George Wallace in the schoolhouse door, and we're trying our best to get over all the things that took place here. State troopers and dogs on bridges and Bull Connor and everything else. I mean, we're doing our best. Mm-hmm. And I'm just not sure that a governor who is laughing at making fun of black people on tape, even though it was 52 years ago, I'm not sure that's our best.
I just think that, like I said, I think that this is one of those things that, or I don't think, it's weird. This is going to sound, I almost don't know how to articulate this, but I almost think that, like, they weren't thinking about it at the time as like, all right, we're going to make fun of black people. We're going to try to hurt black people by doing this. I really do think that a lot of times it was a thing that was done, and it might have been started like that. But then she comes in, and everybody's doing it. And what are you going to do? Say in 1967, go, you know what, guys? Maybe we should cut out this cigar thing that old Ben's talking about over there, and just not do this. Well, it's probably a lot easier. I know it's a lot easier when you're 19, 20, 21 to just go, you know what? Get out the shoe polish.
Yeah.
Paint me up, coach. I'm going in.
It sounds so bad, and I can excuse it away. I can say she was a kid. I can say it was 52 years ago. I can say times have changed and times are different, but the reality is in 2019, perception is reality, and we have a state that's 28% black. We have a capital city that's 60% black, and they deserve, I think, a governor who has not gone on the record making fun of them, period.
I'll agree.
I think so.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. I was, you know, we have a couple regular African-American callers. I would like someone's perspective on this. I'm sure, like Jason.
I'd like to hear Jason, Robert, Rodney.
Yeah.
A lot of people think Randall, but...
Well, those people are not...
You know what I mean, though? I'd like to hear
somebody else's perspective, because frankly, I don't really know how to react to this.
Well, there have been some senators and or state reps that have said she needs to step down, and then there was, I think, Bobby Singleton said, well, you know, it wasn't cool, but, you know...
I mean, I just think... In the grand scheme of things, she's been the governor now 3 years, I guess, 4 years, 3 years. It's kind of an awkward time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like she's involved. I mean, she's not the president of the United States.
She's not?
No. We're not going to be invaded by Florida. We got military plans that have to have continuity.
But we're not going to be invaded by Florida, trust me.
I don't know if there's enough.
That's true. They probably are coming north as we speak.
Ew.
23 minutes after 9 o'clock. We shall return in moments. Your calls absolutely welcome on a Friday, 272-9228. I'll screen these calls and make the whole next segment about you guys.
Work all night and I drink a rum.
Daylight come and we want home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer? Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street, and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fall is all about color. So is Vigoro Colored Mulch at the Home Depot. Right now at Labor Day savings of 5 bags for just $10. Vigoro is 100% natural shredded wood in 3 beautiful shades. It beautifies your garden while retaining moisture. And at this low price, it also looks great on your budget. Today is the day for doing with Labor Day savings on Vigoro Mulch, 5 bags, just $10. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their 2 locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
All right, 27 minutes after 9 o'clock. It's a dark day in Alabama. It really is. Jenkins Tire and Auto downtown, just one block off of Madison. corner of Perry and Jefferson. Corner of Perry and Jefferson. One block off of Madison. Jenkins Tire and Auto. Mike Jenkins over there. They do a phenomenal job. I mean, a phenomenal job. And if you got a whole fleet of vehicles, man, that is their specialty. I mean, if you're a commercial fleet, you got a whole fleet of vehicles, that is their specialty. They also do the residential stuff. Like, I don't have a fleet. My fleet is two vehicles, my wife's van and my car. That's my fleet. But they can maintain my fleet, man. They can get tires, or shoes, as I like to call them. Put new shoes on the car. They can do brakes. They can do just your routine maintenance, belts and hoses and plugs and all that stuff that you need. Jenkins Tire and Auto, they also have a service truck. They go out there and do farm tractors in the field. You know, you break down a farm tractor in the field, you need one of those gigantic oversized tires put on it. They can run that out there and throw it on there. Jenkins Tire and Auto can do just about anything. Give them your business, man. Let them earn your business. Don't give it to them. Let them earn your business. Go down there and talk to Mike Jenkins. Look him in the eye. I think you'll find what I found. He's a good guy. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, Dave Mowry in the studio, ready to take your calls. It is Friday. Got to get down on Friday, and no better person to kick off Friday than Red Top.
Good morning, gentlemen. My answer to this is, who's the lieutenant governor? What's the lieutenant governor's name? I forgot.
Will Ainsworth.
Who?
Will Ainsworth.
Okay, well, he needs to be governor now. K.I.V. and that recording you just played is beyond disgusting, and what the hell does the Baptist Church have to say about this?
I'm curious of that too. I wondered if anyone. I was not going to bring that up because I've been accused as a Catholic of bashing Protestants on the show, and I wasn't going to do it. But you're Catholic,
well,
Red Top.
they deserve it. I was down in Butler County, and I was at the time I married a girl that was Baptist. And at that little Baptist church in Butler County, I heard the N word as more than I'd heard in 50 years, and this was within the past 15 years. This rural group of folks like Kay Ivey and Roy Moore and all that they're permanently damaged.
Well, they're permanently damaged. It's an embarrassment on the state.
We're lucky anybody will build a damn go-kart here with that kind of stuff going on.
You know, Red Top, what bothers me about it the most? What bothers me about it the most are the people who defend it.
Yes. Yeah.
It's one thing to say, you know, like Jack did, you know, it was a long time ago. It was improper. It was uncouth. It was it was gross, disgusting, whatever. But, you know, it was a long time ago. Let's judge her how she is today. That's one explanation. You know, what I've heard on the phone that I've talked to people the last couple of days, I've heard people say, who cares? Who cares? She, you know what? I mean, that's just what everybody was doing at the time. Who cares? Well, you know what?
No, they weren't. And I lived here, and I lived through it. And I'll say again, I was so proud of my mother. The police chief of Montgomery came in my mom and daddy's store, and she straightened him out about the way they treated the black people. She wasn't scared of him, and she told the mayor the same stuff. You need to cut this out. The way they all treat black people is disgusting in this city. And it was.
Well, regardless, I think she probably needs to seriously search her soul and consider stepping down. If for no other reason, then it does hold the state of Alabama back. It looks bad. It's yet another time we got, you know, more pot shots taken at us on CNN and MSNBC and Fox News. Yet again, we're the butt of jokes. And frankly, who can argue with all those people at this point? Because, my God, as soon as we try to act like we're past this, they prove us right. They prove us right. They prove that, or we prove them right.
Uh-huh.
We prove them right. Red Top, good call. Good call. Jay. Hello?
Good morning.
Morning.
Gone for a month, come back, Jack's back.
See?
That's right.
Need to leave again.
And you say it's a dark day in Alabama. How can it be a dark day? Come out of the attic up there and come outside. You'll see the sun shining. It's not a dark day. Jack's back.
Well, right.
Well, thank you, Jay.
Baron, get it together.
Sir?
Here's what I do not agree with anything that took place. Okay, I'm not trying to defend anybody, but you know how it is when we watch television, how television sets a persona for everything that's in our country, how people act and stuff like that. Did not Hollywood do the same thing? Did not actors, did they not dress people up in blackface? I do know they dressed them up in brownface and Native Americans and acted, white people acted like Native Americans on television and all the westerns they had. Did not do that, not do that in Hollywood?
Yeah, absolutely.
But we don't seem to be screaming at Hollywood for doing that, but we scream at politicians. They get caught doing it.
Yeah.
I'm not defending it.
I know you're not. I know you personally. I know you personally, and I know you wouldn't defend it.
a lot of people, you know, they are pretty hypocritical about all this stuff.
Well, I appreciate it.
And I do not agree with the way that black people got treated. I really don't. I mean, in a lot of manners. And the blackface is just a little.
It's the tiniest speck of it.
Place.
Yeah, I mean,
yes,
what took place
really
was so
did.
Much worse than blackface. It wasn't that.
Oh, my God.
It was. I don't even think it was the subject of blackface that bothered me on the tape. It was the laughter. That's what got me. It was the laughter.
Yeah.
You know, and the laughter itself was dehumanizing.
Yeah. And if you ever we're bad about it. Human nature is bad about those things. You know, if we find a certain group of people, I mean, we've had people dress up as Asian people, you know, and make fun of them. You know, if they're different from us, we do want to make fun of different people, and that's human nature for people. And it's not right.
Jay, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Certainly. 272-9228, Robert.
Hey guys, how y'all doing this morning?
Hey Robert.
Doing well, Robert. How are you?
I'm not gonna defend her, but this is a question I wanna know. What has she done lately in life to show you that she don't like black people?
Well, that's what I said. I don't believe she's probably racist in real life, or at least she doesn't act on it if she is.
Right.
So I really don't believe that. Nothing in her administration, her appointments, nothing in her policies, nothing makes me believe that she's today.
Because if we as black people, do you remember a certain governor said segregation today, segregation tomorrow, and segregation forever? Then he had a turn of life event that made him look at the world from a different perspective. And he changed his ways, and we voted for him.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's what has she done to show us that she don't like black people? Now, she did get caught up in something back in school, and we all done things. That's why we tell our kids oftentimes, watch what you do on Facebook, watch what you say on Facebook, because one day you're going to hold a position, and it may come back to haunt you.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Robert.
Still looks bad for the state. I mean, I'm sorry. It still looks bad.
It doesn't look great.
Someone just sent me a text, especially considering she campaigned on stopping communities from removing Confederate monuments. Eric.
Good morning.
Morning.
Jack, it's good to hear you, boys.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It certainly is. And I tell you, you got a good compadre there with Mr. Barron. He's held the fort down and done a damn good job.
So he has.
And then I got to mention the other fellow. I can't remember his name.
David.
Dave has some big shoes to fill, but you've done a hell of a job.
He's got some big old feet on him.
But you know, fellas, I was born and raised right here, and you know, I'm not calling on behalf of this here. And I think, and y'all all can agree, it's inappropriate, and you know, a lot of things racially bad things do happen nationwide. It's just unfortunate that it's in the state of Alabama. We already had a blackout. We don't need two. But the media has pushed a lot of that. I've watched it on MSNBC this morning. Unfortunately, I won't call out the name, but that was all they were pushing. You know, removal. And it's what, you know, this day and time, if someone gets mad at someone and you said something back 30 years ago that offended me, I can bring it up and it can come out to bite you in the ass, so to say. And, you know, it's unfortunate that it happened, but I think a lot of times that the media, and Barron, you know, and Jack, both of you, and Dave, they can take a penny and make a dollar out of it. And it's unfortunate, but I'm not going to focus on that because, you know, we live in the land of the offended.
I appreciate your call, Eric. You just launched something in my mind that I want to explore on the other side of the break. Because, and thank you for your call. And we'll get back to the other calls after the break. But I do want to explore something after the break. And that is, this was obviously a shot fired at KIV.
Mm-hmm.
So where'd it come from? I'll tell you after the break. Where'd it come from?
I think I know.
I'm assuming you know, and you're probably right. We'll talk about it. 36 minutes after 9 o'clock. Your calls are welcome on the BathInnovations.com guest hotline at 272-9228. He's Jack Campbell. He's Dave Mowry. I'm Barron Coleman. And we're your hosts at News and Views. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. And we'll be back right after this.
the biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here and it is hot and humid.
No doubt, and nobody wants to come home to a hot house.
Don't be uncomfortable in your own home with an old AC that runs all the time. Let a comfort specialist from United give you a free estimate on a system replacement or an evaluation of your ductwork.
That's right. We also specialize in ductwork and airflow, too.
There are a lot of times your AC runs for a long time because you're losing most of your cold air in your attic. So remember, sealed and properly sized ductwork will help your AC not work as hard and help save energy.
Don't waste your hard-earned money cooling your attic. Give us a call today.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Good morning. Our forecast for now is quiet with a dry forecast. Sunshine hot today. Still relatively tolerable humidity, even though the high temperature will be up to about 94. Clear skies tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 69. Tomorrow, Sunday, and Labor Day Monday, the humidity returns, and so does the threat for those random hit-or-miss storms. High temperatures in the low to mid-90s. What about Dorian's future as it approaches the Florida coast? Well, right now, we don't see an Alabama connection, but our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Welcome back in, 40 minutes after 9 o'clock. Heirloom Jewelers, you know platinum just hit a record high. Gold is sitting at near record high. Silver is sitting at multi-generational highs. And Heirloom Jewelers says, come, bring me your precious metals. I'm going to buy them from you. And he's given upwards of 90 or 95% of spot price for most folks that bring it in, if it's in, you know, usable. But you got to take it to Heirloom Jewelers, my friends. Take it in there when you get a chance. You're going to absolutely love my man Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. You're going to love Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. He is he's a third-generation jeweler. He understands the business. Honest as the day is long. He's fair. He's fair-minded. Everything's done out in the open. He gives you the opportunity. He gives you a price, and he says, take it or leave it. You know, this isn't not trying to pull the wool over your eyes. And if you don't like the price, he'll say, well, go shop it around. Go shop it around. If you find a better price, good, go with it. But, you know, this is what I can offer you. Heirloom Jewelers, it's fair, it's open, it's honest, it's transparent, it's easy. Usually takes just a couple of minutes. Walk in there, he'll test your jewelry, he'll give you a price, and boom, you're off to the races. So Heirloom Jewelers, Troop Booth, Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. Take your stuff by there. He's in a buying mood. He went and got a bunch of money. Now he's buying a bunch of jewelry.
Got a rocket in its pocket, and he's ready to spend it.
He's not afraid to use it, my friend. Not afraid to use it. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in, 42 minutes after 9 o'clock. Ralph?
Yes, sir.
How about it?
Um,
I listen a lot. I very seldom call, but as far as KIV is concerned, I'm not going to bash her or defend her, but I'm going to give you the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let him without sin cast the first stone. Mm-hmm.
So that means nobody should ever be prosecuted for anything, correct?
Not prosecuted.
Yeah, nobody. For anything, well, nobody should be. Nobody should sit on a jury.
Well,
no prosecutor should ever bring a case against a murderer.
This means we're all sinners.
Yeah, correct. You're right. But it doesn't mean you're not held accountable publicly. It doesn't mean you're not held accountable publicly. Miss Daisy.
Good morning, Mr. Barron. I was trying to ask you about the kids and your wife the other day. Maybe I'm too quick.
My kids are fantastic. There are now seven of them in total. The oldest is 12. The youngest is, 15, 16, 18 months old. They're good kids. They eat every drop of food I bring into my house. They drink every drop of fluid I bring into my house. it cost me about $2,000 a month in groceries to keep these kids fed, and they're only getting bigger.
I can't imagine.
Can you imagine what I spend in groceries?
No, because the amount of food waste has to be just, like, appalling. Because kids will be like, all right, well, I wanted that. I took two bites.
Yeah, you know what we do? We put it back in the wrapper and back in the fridge.
So do we.
You
have to. Well, I'm going to have to get something to my babies. But that's what I'm saying. I tell you, it's best not to even respond to this mess. I am never, I know Fairfax is not the best place in the world, Virginia. But I am never, it's best not to even respond, because I think while we respond to all this negativity, it's going to get worse. Just like the voting business. What's wrong with these folks? I ain't never heard such a mess. Now, why all this mess come up? It doesn't make any sense at all. That's even why they can't get along. I'd close the book on this mess. Let the lady stay where she is and do what she has to do. And God, I ain't never seen such mess. They're worse than the kids at school. Then they expect the children to do well. What example are we setting for our children?
Okay. That's a fair...
You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. It's a fair call, and I appreciate it. I'm glad you weighed in.
Okay, you tell your wife I'm going to get to my baby soon, okay?
I will pass it along, Miss Daisy, I promise.
All right, dear.
Thanks for calling.
Miss Daisy checking in twice this week.
I know, right? I was thinking that. She hadn't called in forever, and then bang.
It's been like 2 years, then twice this week. Good
She's
for her.
Been busy.
Well, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. Bud.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing well, Bud. How are you?
Doing great. The person that was right before Miss Daisy mentioned something, and it has nothing to do with what I was going to say, but I want to say this. Every single atheist, every Protestant, every Roman Catholic, every Hindu, Buddhist, whatever, can quote that scripture, let him who is without sin cast the first stone.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that was never in the Bible until the year approximately 1300?
I do not believe that, but go ahead.
That is never in any manuscript until after 1300. It's made up. It sounds wonderful, but that's sad when even an atheist can grab that scripture out and try to justify their sin. Completely sidebar, but that was not what I was based on calling. What I did want to say this, I do not defend Governor Ivey by any stretch of the imagination.
Mm-hmm.
No way, shape, or form. But what I do want to say is, you're a young man, what, 39 years old?
39 years old. This guy knows me like my own mother.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that a few months ago. So when you hit the big 4-0, it's all downhill, man. You're over halfway.
My friend, it's been downhill for years.
Okay. imagine this, and what I'm trying to do is put this in perspective. Obama, when he originally, he was not for homosexual marriage. He was not for all these other events. What he said was he evolved.
Mm-hmm.
And if Governor Ivey is 74 years old, if she believes the exact same thing at 24, I'm very concerned, because there has been no evolution, no maturation, no growth in her thoughts.
I think that's fair. And I think it's a fair point. I think it's a fair point. And like I said earlier on the air, I don't think she's had any public policy position short of the Confederate monument, but I don't agree with it, but you can take a race-neutral approach to that. She's had no public policy positions I'm aware of that harm minorities specifically or directly, or frankly in an ancillary capacity, that I'm aware of. Now, if there's another one out there, I don't know. The Confederate monuments really is more of a property rights deal. How can the state tell the city what they have to keep on city land? That's weird to me. City's an incorporated municipal entity. They should be able to dictate what's on public land in their own city or not. But hey, you know, that's an individual rights issue. That's almost a federalism issue. But that's a good call. I appreciate it. I don't know where you got that business that they added that into the Bible in the 1300s, but I'm willing to let it slide. I'm willing to let it slide. Certainly no biblical scholars here. Jack, are you a biblical scholar?
I would not ever describe me as a biblical scholar.
Dave?
Me a biblical scholar? No, not at all.
Yeah, I'm going to disclaim the authority myself and leave it to people like Bud to figure out. We'll be back. Inside out and round and round, upside down. Boy, you turn me inside out and round and round.
Not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Confusion by the Temptations.
Well, we were having that at the break, though, the ball of confusion. But I think we just solved something.
No, we did.
Well, we usually do.
This is the best Temptations song.
No, no, no.
What?
No, it's not the best Temptations song.
Wrong. That would make you
wrong.
What's the best Temptations song?
Papa's Rolling Stone.
That's a good one.
It's the third best Temptation song. Riley Manning Painting. He's the best painting contractor, something we can finally all agree
about. It's true.
In a superlative capacity.
That's actually an undisputed fact.
Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. 799-1284. I had the pleasure to recommend Riley Manning to a neighbor just yesterday. Someone said, who do you prefer for painting services? And I said, I prefer Riley Manning over Riley Manning Painting. All you got to do is call him. I gave him the double secret bat phone. I said, now, this is a number I give out on the radio. It's a double secret bat phone. Only radio listeners have it. But if you call that, he'll know you came from me, and he'll give you that that great news and views price. 799-1284. 799-1284. You're going to get the A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, the trained professional painters, the Riley Manning guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete, only after you are satisfied. Riley Manning, Riley Manning Painting. .com. Jack Campbell, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, and Suzanne kicks off the fourth segment of the hour.
Morning, Baron. Morning, Jack. So glad to have you back.
Thank you, Suzanne. How you darn?
I'm doing just fine.
None taken.
I'm going to hang up and let Baron talk. Can she run again? Will she run again? And if the shot was taken at her, was it a potential opponent?
Yes, yes, and yes.
can she run again? Legally, yes. Will she run again? No.
I would say no, she would not. Do you think she will, David?
Yeah.
You do?
Do you really?
Yeah.
And was this sent by an opponent? Yes. Do you think she'll run again?
Yeah.
I just can't see that.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a hot take. That is a screaming
is a
hot
take.
Wow.
74.
So? Wow.
Yeah, I agree with you,
years
Suzanne.
Old, I think I'd go home.
Well, I mean, you might, but go home to what?
That's a good
she
point.
She was just elected in 18.
Yeah.
She'll run again. That'll mean, no, I just can't see
she's
that.
She's got someone to go home to.
At 77, stop it.
She does.
Well, yeah, she's got that whole staff at the governor's mansion. And I guess.
I'm not saying that it's going to be like, I'm not saying it's not going to be a weekend at KK's type campaign. You know, where they got the fishing lure on her arm and wave it, you know? I'm just saying.
I'm pretty sure we're playing Weekend at Bernie's already in the state.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So, if we already are, why not just continue it?
Well, Weekend at K's.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we disagree on the middle one. Can she run again? Yes. Will she? I say no. Jack says
no.
Dave says yes. And was it sent by an opponent? Absolutely yes. This was a shot across the bow. The first shot across the bow, incidentally, was the toll road. Make her look weak and ineffective, then make her look like a racist. The only question is, Suzanne, what's next? 272-9228 if you want to get in, because you don't shoot at her like this if that's all that's coming.
And they come in threes.
They're coming back, baby. There's more coming, I promise you. Boathead.
So you and Jack just had a conversation about the Temptations that I think David Allan Coe and Steve Goodman had. What do you guys think?
The perfect country music song?
That's right.
But it didn't say nothing about mama.
That's not.
Or trains. Or getting drunk.
There you go.
I like Just My Imagination. I like Get Ready.
Get Ready is their second best song.
That's
their second best song. Ball of Confusion.
My Girl has got to be, of course. Well, that's too old for you guys.
I know. That's early Temptation.
It's all too old for us. But, like, yeah, My Girl's just a little. It's like you're the I saw her standing there with the Beatles. It's like, it's bubblegum. It's just.
I hate that song.
But I understand why you
like it. Just My Imagination. I like that one. That's a good one.
It is.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Get Ready is the
Treat Her Like a Lady is a great song.
That's a good one.
There you go, man. That is a good one.
Wait a minute. Wait, guys.
That is a good
why
one.
Are we arguing? Let's just say it. The Temptations slapped.
I think Plenty of Babies have been made due to Just My Imagination. What do you think?
Yes, but more pot has been smoked to Ball of Confusion. So, you know.
Hey,
so
it's a wash. That is true. So I'm going to turn the tide here since it's No Rules Friday.
All right, yeah.
The Fight Club rules. So. I picked up on something a second ago. I just tuned in, got in the car, and I guess I'm going to jump into religion and just going to ask a question and get y'all's thought on it. So whenever we or people back a particular candidate, that candidate gets elected, and that candidate, you know, evolves his thoughts or whatever, do you think that the person that voted him in would take some responsibility for the decisions that person makes?
Oh, God, no.
And that's my question from a religious standpoint. Would a Christian, you know, stand or, I guess, take some liability for someone that they elected into office that did something negative? That's the question.
No.
Serious question. No, not at all.
No, I mean, I don't think so. I mean, they turn against people that do things wrong. I mean, are you talking about people that get voted into office and then turn around and betray everything that they said?
Yeah.
So you mean elected officials?
Yes. Okay, just checking. Elected officials.
Well, we appreciate you call Boathead.
Yeah, I mean, I understand his thought, but I don't think that people necessarily rationalize it like that. There's a hardcore support for some people that never goes away, and then there's those fickle people that voted maybe against the other person, but they did vote for that person, and they go, I don't really like their behavior, but they'll just usually think, I'll get them next time or whatever.
Thanks for your call, Boathead. There's no opinion on the Mike Hubbard case coming out today. Only one opinion came out. It was out of Shelby County, unrelated, obviously. Who's this?
Baker.
Oh, what's on your mind, my friend?
Well, on Kay running again?
Yeah.
Who do you see? I don't think.
Right.
They better have a lot more than just blackface 40 years ago in Wilcox County if they don't take Kay down. If she decides to run. And who do you see out there that can take her on?
The PA
should be all in up to the hilt with Kay.
Yeah, but somebody's taking shots at her.
Somebody is, but that's politics. I mean, who do you see out there? I mean, frankly, I think Will Ainsworth has a big future in Alabama politics, but I don't think he's going to be ready at the end of this quadrennium to run for governor.
Yeah, but if he's the sitting governor at the end of this quadrennium, he'll win the next two.
I think if she runs again, there'll be very few people who will challenge her. But I
agree with you. Yeah,
I just can't see her running again.
Well, here's the thing, though. One thing.
Now that obviously I don't know what she's going to do. I mean, I haven't talked to her.
But one thing that I've learned over many years in this stupid game we call politics is that everybody says that, we're 3 years out from a potential election, basically. And people go, oh, well, who the heck could run? And every time you hear that about everybody, who would run against this person? Who could run against that person? A perfect example of this is Tom Cotton. Remember him from Arkansas? And, oh, he can't, David Pryor can't be beaten. He was unopposed in 08. And in 2014, Tom Cotton, they thought it was within like 3 points. At the very end, he won by like 14.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of people. It's one of those things like you don't see that they're ready until they take the office. And
go ahead, I have
one more point. And unfortunately, qualifications really don't matter anymore.
No, it's all money.
Well, okay, you have a point there. But let me tell you what I learned 16 years in public office. You're talking about the Bible a minute ago.
Yeah.
It's all in Ecclesiastes. That which is bent cannot be made. Great. That's what I learned after 16 years in Alabama politics.
Wow.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.